Christian leadership. Christian leadership. Praying leadership. The path of men who are placed as leaders is not an easy one. But they are to see in every difficulty a call to prayer. Never are they to fail of consulting the great source of all wisdom. Strengthened and enlightened by the master worker, they will be enabled to stand firm against unholy influences and to discern right from wrong, good from evil. They will approve that which God approves and will strive earnestly against the introduction of wrong principles into His cause. Christian leadership is in touch with God. Those engaged in the work of God cannot serve His cause acceptably unless they make the best use possible of the religious privileges they enjoy. We are as trees planted in the garden of the Lord, and He comes to us seeking the fruit He has a right to expect. His eye is upon each of us. He reads our hearts and understands our lives. This is a solemn search, for it has reference to duty and to destiny. And with what interest is it prosecuted? Let each of those to whom are committed sacred trusts inquire, "How do I meet the inspecting eye of God? Is my heart cleansed from its defilement? Or have its temple courts become so desecrated, so occupied with buyers and sellers, that Christ finds no room?" The bustle of business, if continuous, will dry up spirituality and leave the soul Christless. Although they may profess the truth, yet if men pass along day by day with no living connection with God, they will be led to do strange things. Decisions will be made not in accordance with the will of God. There is no safety for our leading brethren while they shall go forward according to their own impulses. They will not be yoked up with Christ, and so will not move in harmony with Him. They will be unable to see and realize the wants of the cause, and Satan will move upon them to take positions that will embarrass and hinder. Looking to Jesus. No man is so high in power and authority but that Satan will assail him with temptation. And the more responsible the position a man occupies, the fiercer and more determined are the assaults of the enemy. Let God's servants in every place study His Word, looking constantly to Jesus, that they may be changed into His image. The inexhaustible fullness and the all-sufficiency of Christ are at our command if we walk before God in humility and contrition. Leaders, men of prayer, presidents of conferences, you will be wise if you will decide to come to God. Believe in Him. He will hear your prayer and come to your assistance in much less time than the public conveyance could take 1, 2, 3, or 4 men from a long distance at a great expense to decide questions which the God of wisdom can decide far better for you. He has promised, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." If you will sincerely humble your hearts before Him, empty your souls of self-esteem, and put away the natural defects of your character, and overcome your love of supremacy, and come to God as little children, He will bestow on you His Holy Spirit. When 2 or 3 shall agree as touching anything, and shall ask the Lord in the name of Jesus, it shall be done for them.